Hey, man.
Oh, God. This whole thing again.
You okay?
Tired, man. This heat is like...
It's really hot here. It's been hot for...
a while.
A long time.
Yeah. Well, we do live in the desert. It's
for
like
as long as I can remember.
101 today, I think.
Winter is coming.
Oh, God. I freaking hope so.
So, yeah. We got a few things to talk about. I don't know if we're going to get to all of them.
Yeah. Batman 77, I think this is the one where Alfred dies. Spoiler.
Spoilers. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. That's the one that people who don't even know who Batman is wanted to buy it. They're speculators. So they came in. Yeah.
I wanted to buy it.
Bane snapped his neck.
He's makes dead. Sense.
Well, he's dead this week.
Yeah.
He might come back next issue.
As some kind of evil villain, maybe.
Maybe. Yeah. The disembodied head of Alfred.
Yeah.
They put him into a different AI. And he's, yeah. Anyway, that's a different story. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I heard because everybody was all like, oh, Batman 77. I was like, I'm not a big comic book reader, so I don't know what was going on with that. But they were like, oh, yeah, Batman 77 is where Alfred dies. I'm like, oh, cool.
Yeah, I bought a bunch of them and we sold out first day.
Good. And you know, in like 10 years, it might be worth like $4.
Maybe.
Maybe. Well, same thing for
Spawn, number one. It's worth like $10 now.
Yeah. Or The Last Walking Dead. Everyone's like, oh, The Last Walking Dead. Like, yeah, but it's the last one. It's the first one you really want.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Or the one where Rick dies. That was kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah, so, this is the one I want to really get into.
Yeah.
Ooh, my goodness.
Sony's not playing well.
Spider-Man officially is removed from the MCU.
The last I checked, I know they were in negotiations, but last I checked a few hours ago, yeah.
So what happened was Disney came to the table. I mean, this was a couple years ago that Sony and Disney had a collab. Says, hey, look, we really want Spider-Man in the MCU. I think it would be a really good idea. And, you know.
And Sony hadn't had a good history with
Yeah,
Spider-Man.
Sony really didn't have a good history with Spider-Man. And, I think it was Civil War. Oh, and they did that little thing where they fought at the end kind of thing.
Yeah.
So that kind of boosted it. And now... You know,
very successful Spider-Man movies later.
Well, just the Avengers one alone was really good, but Far From Home and Homecoming, the both Sony movies, I think they said the Far From Home biggest Spider-Man release ever made $1 billion. So now, you can kind of understand, like, look, this is Sony's, they have the film rights. So, I mean, yes, I understand that, hey, Disney wanted 50-50%. And what did really Sony is going to get out of that? So but the memes. The memes, oh,
why
my
make
God.
Billions when we can make millions.
Well, I mean, they already made billions off of
Sony's
Spider-Man.
Sony's coming off of a successful Spider-Man game.
Yep.
Into the Universe.
Yep.
And Venom did really
well. I tell you something. And the thing is, Into the Spider-Verse. It was a really good movie.
Yes.
It was really good, and I think it was real warranted. So I understand, but man, the backlash that Sony's getting right now. Because, look.
Storm Sony.
Oh, God, yeah, I know.
He's been seeing those memes.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I'm going to put it on, and then it's just, yeah. But, yeah, it's one of those things I understand kind of where Sony's coming from. I said, look, you know, this is ours, and no, we don't want to do it. So who knows what – so Spider-Man just won't be – part of the MCU doesn't mean Spider-Man won't be won't continue on, but Tom Holland, did you see that Tom Holland unliked the Sony
yes.
Twitter, and the dad of Tom Holland was all like, you know, trying to bring Spider-Man back.
He saw Stan Lee's daughter.
Yeah, well,
coming out saying.
Well, the Stan Lee's daughter had an issue with Disney and Marvel.
She sided with Sony. Yeah, she was saying they didn't give him any respect. Have you not watched a movie with Marvel lately? Because Stan Lee's all over him.
Yeah,
they did a tribute to him in every comic after he died. Yeah. So I think, and she's never worked a day in her life. Her and the handlers kind of at the end really. Messed him up bad.
Well, especially his one of the financial guy kind of took everything from him.
Yes.
So, and that's why everybody was kind of worried about it. And then everybody was they were right to worry because he was being abused.
Yes.
If not physically, financially. That's a huge one. Tom Holland has an option to for another one movie. But there is already a contract for two more movies in the works, but Tom Holland might not be part of it.
If they're saying if they go back to Sony, are they going to bring Andrew Garfield back?
Oh, God, I hope not. I mean, he wasn't a bad one, but I think Tom Holland, he is a relatable kid. I mean, yeah, he's like 24. But what they say, there's that meme out there that Tom Holland and Chris Hemsworth is only 18 months apart.
Yeah, they really are. But he
looks like he's 15. So yeah, that's crazy. I mean, we went and seen that in the movie. So I don't know what's going to happen. Who knows? But it is what it is.
Well, speaking of Spider-Man, we can just skip over to this one in the comics.
Spidey Black Cat Wedding, Black Cat and
annual number one coming out in November.
So who plays Black Cat?
In the movies, I don't. Has she been in the movies yet?
No. In the cartoon. In the comics.
Oh, it's Felicia Hardy in the comics. Okay. Is her real name.
Yeah.
And they're getting married. I guess MJ's completely out of the picture now. And so Black Cat.
Yeah, you got to move on with MJ, man. She's way over here.
She's high maintenance. So marry this super villain thief, Black Cat.
Well, it's just like Batman and Catwoman.
It's about the same. Yeah, but it just seems like every time they can't think of anything else to do,
they do a marriage.
They do a death or a marriage.
Yeah,
come on, man, you can do better than that.
Death of Alfred.
That's true. That's happened this time too. God dang it, you guys. We're calling it.
We're calling it, right? But yeah, this one, that one's, all right. What's this? J.C. Lee, no respect.
Yeah, we talked about that. Stan Lee's daughter.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Saying they didn't get her respect.
Oh, Keaton Batman suit, BFI
it's
IMAX.
Going on auction. The original Keaton Batman suit.
Well, and I've been following, the Keaton Batman, personally, is my favorite. But the thing is, they made those out of latex, the masks and stuff like that, and latex doesn't last. Latex
doesn't stand up well over time.
It deteriorates, and there's a, I think it's Warner Brothers has their own whole studio, or not studio, but there's their own props department that literally just preserves those.
Yeah.
And they actually there was a great YouTube video about somebody going backstage and looking at all the original masks and stuff like that, and they just deteriorate.
Yeah.
And there's nothing, they have to put them behind like specialized glass and like oxygen free stuff like that.
They're not made for the long term.
No, they are not. Yeah. So that's pretty interesting. How much would you imagine that thing would go for?
Oh, they said it was good. It was in British pounds that I saw, and it probably was like 300,000. Yeah. So probably about half a million in U.S.
Well, you know who bought one of the original Batmobiles, right? Jeff Dunham, the puppet guy?
Yes, he did.
And he paid like, what, $1 million for that?
He paid quite a bit.
He paid a lot. I would buy it. If I had the money.
Even a replica cost $100,000 or more.
There's a couple. There's a replica right now for
$140,000 last
year. Yeah, I think.
Yeah, I saw it. I was like, yeah. I don't know if the bank would give me a loan with Batmobile on the.
It's a business expense.
It'd be a write-off.
Yeah.
A hell of a
write-off. You could put it right there in the back?
Yeah. So the homeless guys can use it for a bathroom.
I know we did skip over this, but I did want to talk about that. So everybody's golden boy right now, Keanu
Reeves.
Oh, he
can do no wrong lately. That guy is just.
So he is pretty much. He's everywhere right now. And who we're talking about is Keanu Reeves. And Keanu Reeves.
Which means cool wind in Hawaii.
it's confirmed. Matrix, yes. The fourth Matrix movie.
Supposedly they're bringing back Carrie Ann Moss also.
Yeah, Carrie Ann Moss and that'd be kind of cool to see Lawrence Fishburne.
I haven't seen that he's confirmed or not, but that would be amazing.
That'd be kind of cool. I mean, they did do a collab in John Wick 3 and 2.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they do work together, so it's not like they have some animosity against
it. More Keanu.
That'd be cool.
Also got Bill and Ted's new one coming out soon.
Oh, yeah, I saw that, yeah. And it's really weird. Like, there's a reason why he has a beard, because he looks a lot better with the beard. You see, there's a picture online. I don't know if he wants to put it up or do that much editing. But there's a picture of him on the set of Bill and Ted's.
Shaven.
Shaven.
It looks
and he looks weird.
Off-putting.
Yeah, it looks a little weird, yeah.
Doesn't look real, but I'm so used to seeing him with a beard all the time.
Yeah.
Even if it's a scruffy beard.
Yeah, so it's that's pretty crazy. All right, Hellboy Wrestle in Japan, September 3rd. What?
To celebrate the new Hellboy movie's release in Japan, which I guess it's just now releasing in Japan.
Oh, God. I'm sorry, Japan. Wait, when is it? September 3rd. Oh, man.
Yeah.
You know what? If they here's what they need to do. They should just re-release the original Hellboy movie and just don't tell anybody.
They have a trilogy now.
Oh, God.
But yeah, he's going to be there will be someone, they don't know who, dressed up as Hellboy wrestling in the Japanese wrestling league over as a promotional thing. But Hellboy in the comics has wrestled.
Okay, well,
luchador style.
Well, okay, but I think have you seen the new Hellboy?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so he did.
I love David Harbour, but
he did wrestle in that movie.
That's true.
Yeah. So, but he did wrestle vampire. No, it was not that good. Spawn 300, August 28th.
Yeah, it's they're saying it's the first one, but actually, Cerebus was the first independent comic to hit 300 issues. So Spawn will basically be the second one to hit 300.
Spawn's been out for how long now?
Since early 90s.
Wow.
So, yeah. And
this is, I'm guessing, weekly or is this...
It's monthly.
Oh, so 300 months, that's...
That's a lot.
I was 18 years, roughly?
No, I don't math, but yeah.
I think that's completely wrong. But so like 15 years, probably. Wow.
Yeah, and when he hits 301, the next month is when it'll be the record breaker. And Spawn 300, there's about a million variants they're putting out for it. Every person who's ever drawn anything anywhere is making a variant cover.
I wonder if they'll do what what we talked about last week. They'll do some custom artwork in the back.
Oh, sneak in some few things. That would be kind of cool.
That'd be kind of cool, yeah.
Have a few McFarlane sketches in the back or something.
There we go. That'd be awesome. That would
be crazy.
Oh, your favorite show got canceled, huh?
You know, I liked the first season.
Krypton, we're talking about.
It kind of went downhill for me after that. But
Never seen it. Never seen an episode.
First they canceled Lobo because he was supposed to spin out of Krypton. And then you saw the writing on the wall.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, Lobo looked... Like, I never seen it because...
He looked too skinny.
Lobo looked like a little short dude.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here like, that's not Lobo.
No.
Or like the new 52 Lobo, he looked like a emo kid or something like that.
Batista would have been a better Lobo.
Yeah.
Or somebody of that build.
Yeah. I mean, there's plenty of bigger guys out there, so why are you going to have somebody that's like 5 foot
it's
seven?
Not like Lobo 100? Has to really act. All he does is act belligerent.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, Krypton, the first season they had almost 2 million viewers per episode.
Yeah.
This past season, it dropped down to like under 400,000. So, you know, you lost 75% of your viewership from one season to the next.
Yeah, that means it's like...
No commercial sponsor money.
Yeah, or it's like the first season that we watched,
Doom Patrol?
Yeah, Doom Patrol. Yeah, I even forgot it. We literally did like 16 episodes of it. Doom Patrol, I'm not going to watch next season. I don't even know. I don't think they're going to put out next season, but who knows?
I bet they will. They already started the second season of Titan, so...
Oh, God. Yeah, all right. Well, so that's canceled. I mean, the only thing, and this was on what, CW or
Sci-Fi? I can't remember.
I mean, I think there's so much out there right now, and what you're trying to do is I say this in a nice way. You're trying to appeal to the younger generation, and the younger generation just does not watch television.
No, you'd be better off
putting it on a YouTube series. Yeah. Or
look at Cobra Kai. That's blown
which
out.
I haven't seen yet because it was on YouTube Red, and then I found out that they did it free.
They did it free for a while. I don't know if it still is,
but I should.
You can find it pirated somewhere.
Yeah, but you know, it's one of those things. That if I want to see another season, I'd rather just pay it or something like that. But yeah, Cobra. I mean, I grew up with Karate Kid, so
yeah,
wax on, wax off.
The Cobra Kai. If you like the movies, you'd love Cobra Kai.
Yeah.
It's really good.
All right, so Superman 14, Supergirl 33 is a recall?
They came out last week, and there was some issue with the covers. They said the covers didn't match the story that was on the interior, so they said if you get them, don't sell them, destroy them. We didn't get any that I know of. Because Diamond pulled a lot of them out of the shipments before they went out. Yeah. But some of them slipped through.
Well,
the ones that slipped through, there's always those shady comic stores.
Yeah.
They're on eBay.
Of course they're on eBay.
Anywhere from $30 to $60 a piece. And they're going to send new ones to replace them with different cover. But everybody, you know, now it's a variant, and everybody wants one that's different. And like you said, next year you can probably pick it up for $4.
Yeah. Yeah, because
nothing special. Just
well, the thing is, I mean, that's what happened with like the baseball cards.
Yeah.
As soon as you try to make something collectible, it no longer will be collectible because it's like, oh, it's a special edition.
Yeah.
Nothing's really special about it. But you know that's unfortunately that's the way of the future. Everything's special. No, if everything's special, no, nothing is. Yeah. All right. I'm gonna skip over the Mark Maron one. Breaking Bad movie.
Oh, you didn't hear?
No.
Bob Odenkirk, who plays Saul.
Oh, Better Call Saul, of course.
You notice there's been a big hiatus between seasons on Saul.
I have noticed because I'm waiting
now
for...
Now we know why.
I have noticed because I'm all like, man, what's going on with the new... Because I wait for it on Netflix. I was like, what's going on with the season? It's been like 2 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now we know why. They were filming, supposedly filming the Breaking Bad movie in between that time.
I wonder if it's going to be after. Well, it's got to. It has to be after because the Breaking Bad series went from pretty much life to death on Walter White, and then it picked up after that. So it would have to either be between Breaking Bad ending and Better Call Saul starting, which is not that long in between, or it's going to have to be after, maybe with Jesse Pinkman and
maybe it's just based during the time of the series, a different aspect of...
Then it just wouldn't be Breaking Bad then. It would be, because if it doesn't have Walter White in it or Brian Cranston...
You could have him in there.
It may be interesting.
Do it from his brother-in-law's perspective, Hank.
Yeah. Well, which you know, he already had a pretty good sizable role in that one, so...
Yeah, they I don't know much about it besides that... They were filming because Bob Odenkirk kind of said, yeah, I'm surprised nobody knows.
Well, so. I mean, I think, well, the funny thing is that Bob Odenkirk had, like, he's actually in like, Albuquerque a lot because, I mean, he shoots there. So, actually, a bunch of my friends actually saw him in Albuquerque. He had a one-man show with a bunch of the actors out there.
Oh, wow.
So, I should have told him, hey, did he mention anything about a movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Bloodshot, Spring 2020.
The movie. Yeah, the Valiant Universe Bloodshot. You know the character Bloodshot?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pale white dude with a red circle on his chest. He's kind of like Wolverine, except he has nanites that fix him instead of healing factor.
Yeah.
And Vin Diesel's playing that character.
Oh, Lord.
It's supposedly coming out spring of 2020. There's
well,
a
spring of 2020 is in like 6 months. So, yeah. I mean, that's coming up pretty quick.
Supposedly they've been filming. There's a web series out there that has Jason David Frank as Bloodshot. It's called Ninjak versus the Valiant Universe. If you Google it or YouTube it, I'm sure it's on there. It was actually a pretty good series.
Yeah.
JDF did a good Bloodshot. I don't know how it's going to translate with Vin Diesel. I guess we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to figure out. Bloodshot also, wasn't Bloodshot with, oh, God, what was the one, wasn't it not X-Force?
No, you might be thinking of somebody else.
I might be thinking of
Bloodstrike, maybe.
Probably.
Yeah, Bloodshot is completely Valiant Universe. It's their attempt to make it big.
I wonder what studio is picking it up.
I think I hate to say it, but I believe it was Sony.
Well, I mean, nothing against Sony. Yeah, Sony was bringing some good movies lately.
Except for superhero movies. They just kind
of... With the push of... Yeah, let me just turn this off real quick.
But, yeah, they have a 5-movie deal for the Valiant Universe. That's the first one.
For Bloodshot?
Well, he's the first one.
Oh, okay. Not like 5 movies with Bloodshot.
No.
God, what if the first movie sucked?
Yeah, four more sucky movies,
yeah.
And with Sony, it's a very high likelihood that it's they just don't do superheroes well.
I think the only reason that they did the Spider-Man ones is because of Disney pushing it so hard and casting it really well and making it well worth it. So that might be pretty interesting. Star Wars 75, November ending.
They're ending the Star Wars comic book series.
Oh, okay.
On number 75. And this is going to happen in that issue.
Chewie versus Darth.
Hand-to-hand combat. Chewie is going to have a fist fight with Darth Vader.
Well, which is funny because I think actually in the EU and the expanded universe, they already fought.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that'd be pretty interesting. And actually, Chewie did not win. Darth Vader won.
I would have put my money on Darth Vader too.
Yeah, I mean,
unless you take the Force away somehow, but
yeah,
still.
That's probably what they're going to have to do because you know, I mean. Darth Vader can just like literally
force push him away.
Or force choke him, or I mean, like you know, the Rogue One where he pretty much just putting people on ceilings and stuff like that.
I mean, unless you completely surprise him, maybe I don't know.
Rip his mechanical arm off and beat him with it.
Maybe Chewie's gonna become a Jedi.
Yeah.
He was hanging out with Yoda quite a bit. So.
Yeah, but I don't know what his midichlorian count is. Yeah.
I don't. Are there? Yeah, there are some Wookiee Jedis. Yeah. At least one that I know of. Yeah. So,
Gungi.
Yeah.
Gungi has his own.
Was it Lumpy, the little short one? That's Gungi.
Yeah, Gungi is a little short one that has his own lightsaber and it's made out of wood. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, because he's short for a Wookiee.
Yep.
He's like our normal size.
Yeah, he's like 5'10 or something like that. Yes. Okay. A lot of my friends, Dark Crystal, Age of Resistance, that's coming actually out in like a week.
Yes.
Netflix exclusive.
I'm such a huge Jim Henson fan.
I would like for you, if you can, there's a guy, he's a cosplayer, the art of Ryan, no, I was talking about that, Ryan Wells cosplayer. He actually cosplay as,
Skeksi.
As a Skeksi. I've seen it. It's amazing. He doesn't do this professionally. He just does this for fun, and it's amazing. You should really check it out. I think they were trying to get him to like recruit to work on like some of the props, and he just couldn't do it. But I think he would be amazing. But still, it's going to be pretty amazing.
Yeah, there's a trailer out for it, and it looks really good.
Yeah, like I said, they have actually been releasing some pictures of like the vehicles and stuff like that. So it's pretty amazing on what
supposed to be a prequel of sorts.
Yeah, of sorts. Yeah. So it's gonna be, you know, if you haven't seen Dark Crystal, if you're really young, and I don't know our demographic, but you know, you should really. It's a.
It holds up well.
It's like Team America. It's just puppets, but it's a Jim Henson
America.
Stuff. Is Jim Henson Studios doing it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Henson Studios. I watched the original again a week or so back. It really holds up. I was surprised.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. Storytelling will always hold up.
Actually, most of the Henson stuff does, because even Labyrinth still holds my attention when it comes on. But yeah, Dark Crystal, Age of Resistance, it's going to be, like I said, the prequel, kind of. I know Taron Egerton, the guy who just did Rocket Man.
Kingsman.
In Kingsman.
Yeah.
And Simon Pegg are in this, so doing voices.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of those things where I don't think you're going to have any humans. I think they're going to be those elf people.
Yeah, the Gelflings.
Gelflings, yeah. So this is all puppeteering and stuff like that. So I think the last thing I saw puppeteering was with Melissa McCarthy.
I haven't seen that. I've heard such bad things about it.
That's when I had MoviePass.
Oh God! MoviePass is in trouble again. Did you?
Yeah,
see that
of course. If you hear MoviePass, I guess they are just like
they were hacked.
Yeah, no, they weren't hacked. They had their stuff on unencrypted stuff on subdomains. They're just out there, and people are like, "Oh, yeah, you could just get in there." It's like what they have 16 million of their own credit cards out there.
Wow!
Because the MoviePass was, they give you a credit card. And then
you had to be pre-approved to use it.
Yeah.
Per movie.
But yeah, it's
it was a great idea.
It was just poor
poorly
business,
executed.
Poorly executed, poor business model. And if you don't have the studios or the theaters behind you, then
well, and then they lied to people. They, oh, we don't know why you're having trouble getting into that movie. Yeah, you do because you changed passwords.
You changed passwords on the heavy users like me. I was a heavy user.
I tried to use it at least once a day because that was your limit. Once a day.
And it's like I get to watch everything for $10 a month, and I probably
I watched some crappy movies just because they were free.
But I also spent like 10 bucks every time to go get popcorn, some food and stuff like that. Yeah. So, I mean, if they were smart, they would have teamed up with somebody saying, or teamed up with a theater company or at least some local theaters. Every market says, hey, you can go to this one unlimited, you know, and that'll just bring people in. But the problem is that it's hard for them to say, okay, well, what are we going to give the $10 to Spider-Man, or are we going to give $10 to The Foreigner? You know, there's some crappy movie nobody's going to watch for Spider-Man. And that was the big business model kind of thing. Says,
I was even okay when they said you couldn't watch the same movie twice.
Which is fine. Yeah, all right. That makes sense. You've seen it. You don't need to go see, like, when...
Because people were sharing the card.
Yeah, they were sharing the app and everything. So, yeah, that was a whole... But the thing is...
I was even fine with that. But then when they started blacking out stuff, this came out this week. You can't watch it yet.
Yeah.
But I want to watch it.
Yeah, that's kind of the whole point. But I understood the no repeats and stuff like that. I even understood it's like, hey, first week, probably not. Second week, I was like, that's fine. You know, I'll go watch some other shitty movie. Or not shitty movie. Or I'll just watch another newer movie that can... Like, I don't have to... And plus, I hate going see...
Crowded.
Oh, I hate it. Unless it's at, you know, one of the movie theaters here in town. It's Telstra 12. With assigned seating and nice big seats. Sorry. Stupid. Let me turn this off. Yeah, so... Yeah, unless that's assigned seats and they're nice big seats, I don't really care. So, yeah, I think that's about it. Or you want to talk about Rambo Last Blood?
I don't know a lot about it, but we can hit it quickly.
I don't really know. I heard he's coming back to America.
It's his last one since Last Blood. I'm guessing he's going to die in it. Kill the character.
Well, I mean, I think what he'll do is he'll continue on with a new... person. I think the whole killing off characters is they're probably not going to start killing off characters anymore, because especially whoever owns Rambo, they want to keep it that as long as they can.
You know, how much is he going to do it when he's in a walker with Rambo at the mall?
He's in
the mall walking.
He's in his 70s.
He's up there, yeah.
But he's still better shape than any of us can be ever.
He could probably whoop both at the same time. Exactly. But anyway, I don't want to see that on my action movies.
Well, it's just like when he did the last Rocky, you know.
He was training the new guy.
Well, no,
right?
I mean, like, well, that was Creed, the last Rocky V, where he fought.
Oh, yeah.
Or the Rocky Balboa, you know, where he fought. Right. And it's like, all right, well.
Can you stop my
hand? Yeah, it's over. Yeah. Well, I think that's it from us. I think we got most of 99% of it. The whole thing is I didn't know about the Marc Maron one. I just didn't want to talk about that one because I don't really care for Marc Maron.
I like his acting, but he's one of those guys who hates superhero movies, and he called anybody who watches them big grown-up baby nerds.
Yeah.
You don't like comic book movies?
I had some issues with them, and no, I generally don't like them because I don't want to be bullied into seeing those. Look, Conan, I'm a grown up. I'm not seven, and I think those movies are for you know, grown male nerd childs.
Yeah,
or hey, Mark Maron, screw you.
Yeah.
Just because you've never been in one. Go back and do your podcast and shut up.
Yeah, you shut up,
Mark. You don't know me.
Same thing with what's his face on HBO.
Bill Maher.
He
said he can't get out of his own way.
Yeah, he was talking about the superheroes and, you know, Stan Lee and stuff like that. And everybody's like, I don't get it. I was like, superhero movies are stupid. And he said he lost like 50,000 followers
have to get it.
Yeah, it's like, let people enjoy things.
Yeah, this whole thing of people crapping on stuff they don't like.
Yeah.
Well, somebody else does like it. So how about you just say, well, I don't like it. I don't understand it.
Yeah.
Instead of calling people who do like it.
Us names. Losers and people in the basement, stuff like that. I was like, I'm sorry, but we are both employed and we like it. So
yeah, so you and Bill Maher can go hang out somewhere.
Yeah.
Marc Maron.
Yeah. All right, well, moron. I think that's it from us. Can leave this on a high note.
We're very petty and bitter.
Zach would probably cut that last part out, but who knows? Well, if you agree to us or disagree with us, go down below, give us a like, and comment on what you thought about this week. What do you think about the Spider-Man thing? I know that's a huge one right now.
Damn you, Sony.
And while you're down there, hit that subscribe button and hit that bell icon. Every time. Hit that bell icon just so you understand when we come out with new shows, new episodes, you'll be notified every time. And I think that's it from us. This one ran a little long, but my name is Patrick with Talk Nerdy to Me.
I'm Troy, also with Talk Nerdy to Me.
We will see you nerds next week.
Later, nerds.
Bye.
Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Reef? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.